I love that. Yep, pop. Joe, good morning. Thanks for being here this morning.
Well, this is a wonderful way to start my day, speaking to you.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you on. It's going to be great. Yup Pup CBD treats. First of all, do you like dogs? I mean, why get into this business?
It's a great question, and I'm glad you asked. Yes, we love dogs.
Me too.
We think dogs represent the best of all of us.
They do.
So, yes.
I would agree with that. Do you have dogs?
We do. We have two dogs right now, Zizou and Floyd, who are in the other room right now, doing what they do best, sleeping after running this morning.
Well, I don't blame them. I'd like to sleep as well. So if I can learn a thing or two, I will try to do so. So why CBD treats? You know, CBD has become such a popular industry in the last few years. Why go route and with animals?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of a long story, so I'll try to condense it. You know, the long and the short is, when I was 24, I was diagnosed with cancer, and that was a very long time ago because I'm much older than 24 now. But when I was going through treatment, my doctor essentially prescribed me CBD. At the time, in 1989, 1990, not a lot was known about it. But the thing I held on to going through that experience was there was something in that treatment or the side treatment within CBD that helped me get better. So years and years later, as you know, cannabis became legal, I became interested in CBD, which led me really to animal health. And it's a little bit of a longer story. You can discover it on our website at yuppup.shop. But essentially, what we ended up doing about 2 years ago is getting serious about animal and dog health. And that kind of led us on this journey to get to CBD that's derived from hemp. And as you probably know, there are two different plants. There's hemp and there's cannabis, both of which produce CBD, but one of them has a psychotropic drug in it. The other one does not. Hemp does not contain any THC. So we began experimenting. We worked with some food scientists, a phenomenal veterinary professional, Kristen Barstow, who helped us with formulation. We did trial, and then we began production. I want to say probably 9 months ago, we launched the product April 15th, and we're based here in Westport, Connecticut.
First of all, Joe, can I just say, so are you cancer-free?
Yeah. It's been a very
God bless you. I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so, so glad that you're healthy and you're good.
glad to say that.
Yeah, no, cancer is a horrible thing. So whenever anybody tells me that they've been diagnosed, I'm glad to know that you're okay. And you know, in CBD, it's interesting. You're right. CBD's been around. It just wasn't really like hemp. You know, there was so much, especially around cannabis, and there's so much controversy around it. But, you know, CBD has been known to, I don't know how to say it because doctors can't come right out and say like it's a cure or anything, but it's been shown to help with like anxiety, with, you know, with so many different things as like a healing mechanism. What did CBD sort of do for you? And what do you find it does for dogs with your, with, you know, the treats you have?
Well, you know, ultimately it comes down to kind of three things: pain, sleep, and anxiety. And that is really what it does for dogs as well. You know, so our treats, I'll talk about our treats instead of talking about my human experience, if that's okay. You know, for dogs, what we discovered is we decided to make a treat that wasn't just like a delivery device just for CBD. We looked into other things that are important for dogs as far as digestion, as far as coat, as far as joint, as far as general health, everything from, you know, ear to joint pain to teeth. And we came up with kind of an ingredient list that's probably 8 or 9 ingredients long. They're all natural organic ingredients, and every one of those ingredients are there to help improve, you know, the longevity of a dog's health, for lack of a better. CBD is one of the ingredients that we have. It's an organic product. You know, it comes from the earth, like you had said. It's derived from hemp. It's been around for a long time. And, you know, it's really funny when you look at the science of CBD, you know, and I'm not a scientist, although I'm, you know, I play one on the radio.
Love that.
you know, CBD cannabinoid, that's really our immune system is based on that. So ultimately, something coming from nature, it makes sense that it would fit in with our immune system and provide kind of a remedy at the very base of our immune system. Mm-hmm. And it does the same for dogs as for humans.
So what kind of treats, Joe, of course, is here, Joe Sequenzia, who is the CEO and founder of Yup Pup, and they have CBD treats for your dogs. What kind of treats do you guys offer?
Ah, It's a good question. We have three flavors right now. They are all heart-shaped because they have our heart. We have bacon, we have peanut butter, and we have salmon.
Mm.
So, and those flavors were derived from highly scientific methods of really discovering what dogs love most.
Yeah, that's fair.
Peanut butter, bacon, and salmon.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I think those are all in my dog's categories of things they eat every day. So, no, that sounds good. And you guys, you said have a storefront in Westport, and people can probably buy online as well?
That's correct. At yuppup.shop. They can buy online. We are going to be going into in Westport, downtown Westport. There is a pop-up shop that's opening called Local Market, and we're going to be going in there at some point. We're supposed to be opening the doors in August. And then we're looking into having our own, you know, shop in the future. And we're very hopeful. We're talking now to a couple of larger retailers, and we're hoping to get our product in there as well.
Okay, so now it's all online.
To tell you something, okay. Though. We have an event coming up that I'd love to talk to you about, and that's called our Yup Pups Fun Run. And if you just go to Get Yup Pup on Instagram, you can see where it is. We're doing a fun run. We are doing it August 22nd at 9 a.m. here in Westport, and we encourage people to come in, bring your dogs. We're going to do a quick run. We're going to give some money to charity. We're going to give away some treats. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That sounds like a blast. That's going to be awesome. And again, give us your website one more time, Joe.
Totally. It is yuppup.shop, S-H-O-P.
Love that. Well, Joe, thank you so much for coming on this morning featuring your business. Yeah, this is very, very cool. And if anybody wants to buy, it sounds like right now you have to do it online. But in the near future, we might see you guys in stores right here in our own backyard.
So we hope. That's correct. And actually, if you go to Earth Animal, we just started selling there.
Oh, very cool.
Just reminded me of that.
All right.
Go to Earth Animal. And you know what? Melissa, we need to send you some treats. So when we get off the phone, we'll send you some treats.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Joe. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that we could have you on this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. And Keep It in Connecticut is sponsored by Staples Connect, which has amazing prices for your back.